perhaps it's also being connected to some kind of roots of your music that you need to recharge in some form.
Oh, you wouldn't be mistaken by saying that. You want me to say more? You know what? It's true. Yes, that's the roots. Because, you know, when you play an instrument like mbira, you have to go back to the people who play mbira. And you gotta, you know, knock heads with each other and figure it out. That's definitely part of it.
Yeah, because the mbira is a spiritual instrument.
Mm-hmm. This I know.
To call the ancestors.
You know, that's a deep issue right there. But it does. Mbira calls, it does. I've seen it, not even just when I'm playing. I mean, now even sometimes when I'm playing, crazy things happen. You know, I've seen it with other friends of mine who play mbira. I remember moving back to Zimbabwe when I think the only people that were playing mbira on stage was like the Mujuru family, Efa Mujuru, and Mbula Jogo. Yeah. Stella Chiwesha was also playing mbira, but she was out of the country. Simon Mashoko was playing mbira, but Simon Mashoko was doing a mokumusha, you know. But the Mujuru family were, Effort was playing. And I was like, I didn't really have a choice in the matter, to be quite honest, you know, because I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And, you know, like I was saying to you before, my dad, Andy, Adam, Keith, they were like, you can do it, you know. And so started ding 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 getting on stage. And at first, you know, there were people that would come to me and they'd be like, why are you playing mbira? We know that you play other instruments also. And I said, yes, I do play other instruments also, but this one in particular is the one that's giving me a headache, so, you know, I need to get it out of the system. So, you know, if you can come to the show, this is what you're gonna hear. You know, and I remember this woman, she was like, no, but it's not Christian, and you're Christian, we know this, you know, we know that you're a child of God, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I said, yes, I know what you're saying, but it's still, you know, if I don't play it, she gets pissed off with me. She's got a gender, by the way, she's a mbira, she's a she, okay? And I remember the girl that was working in the store where this woman was saying this, the girl, she started laughing. She couldn't help it. She packed up laughing. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I mean, okay, so even if I'm, you are liking the mbira now because I'm singing songs like Iwai Nesu and songs like Madi Baba and songs like Mai Famba Nesu, you know, and, you know, Mdara, I love you. You know, I mean, really? So I had to deal with all of that nonsense. That was some nonsense. I dealt with it. It was funny. You know, but it showed me like really deeply how misconceptions can get into people. You know what I mean? If you're coming from a country that's colonized and then you're someone who's playing an instrument that's basically been demonized, colonized, demonized. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's going to be moments when you have to deal with people. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I love Zimbabwe.